Well, who's shucking out the money? The husband?
Dad.
Oh, dad?
Daddy.
Well, if daddy's got that kind of money, who wants a fucking husband?
Well, there you have it.
Can't you just pay for a boy toy and be like, you know, whatever you need?
Right.
How come it's always the stupid ones that have money?
Yeah, isn't it?
The Ant Monkey Dance.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing swell. How are you?
I'm okay.
Yeah?
You sound like you're in a good mood for once.
No, I think I'm just tired.
Oh, okay.
I'm just tired. I had a very shitty day at work.
Yeah, I know.
And, well, by that I mean it actually involved real shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's a lot of old people who work in my building, and they can't drive for shit, they can't fucking park, they piss all over the floor in the bathroom, and today, apparently, somebody didn't make it.
Wow.
Walked into the middle stall, because I think the middle stall is the safest, and the seat was up. So I'm like, woohoo, the seat's up. Hasn't been, you know, warmed up recently. So I put the seat down, and somebody had shit through the seat all over the back of the tank and then put the seat up to hide it and left.
Oh my god.
Now the sad part is this isn't the first time this has happened.
So is the person squatting? Like, what is...
I don't know. Maybe their ass was so big they were sitting too far back. They didn't know where the hole was.
Do you have some people that you work with?
There's some Barbara Papa sized people, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm really tempted to put notes on the inside of the stalls tomorrow that says, hey, if you have a fucking accident, at least be a grown up and let somebody know so it doesn't sit here all day.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it was pretty disgusting. The mad shitter strikes again.
And you didn't smell it walking into the stall?
No.
Oh, no,
so it must have been fresh. Still had steam coming off of it.
Gross, man.
Yeah, it is. It's disgusting. You know, people these days. And they complain about the kids.
Yeah, well.
Wow.
Like...
I thought
the people in my building were bad. Like,
no,
but I've never seen that.
This is disgusting. We sometimes refer to them as the wobblers, because when they come down the hall, you're not quite sure which way they're going, and you try to zig, but then they zig at the same time, and you get knocked over. So it's kind of sad.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. I'm surprised you didn't take pictures of it.
Oh, I did. They're on our webpage.
Yeah, I'm sure.
No, I wouldn't do that. That would be a shitty thing to do.
Surprised I didn't get a text this morning saying, hey, look at this.
No, I would have sent that to your wife.
Oh, yeah.
Because it didn't look healthy.
No?
It looked like chocolate oatmeal.
Okay. All right, I think we've gone a little too far.
Okay.
Oh.
Sure?
Yeah.
All right. Just going to leave a little something here for you.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yes.
Oh, that's gross. Now, you're not the mad shitter, right?
I am not.
You're not just, like, trying to...
Because I would do it on somebody's desk. If I'm going to do it, damn it, I'm going to do it right. And I'd probably put, like, a little American flag toothpick in it. God bless America.
I just can't imagine being in a situation where you can't figure out where you're aiming your butt.
I don't know. Maybe it came on really fast and they just didn't get down fast enough. I was gross.
I mean, I've had some close calls in my day, but...
You know, you get a little bit on the edge, but not too much. Then you just wipe it off. Nobody knows. But, I mean, this was like he bent over and aimed at the back of the tank.
God.
I mean, it was just
Projectile shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. See, the first time it happened, it was really projectile. I mean, it was dripping off of the walls.
So do you guys have like a tally in the office of who you think it actually is?
I have not discussed this with anyone else. I'm not sure I will.
Oh, well, how come?
Because who knows who you're talking to? It could be the shitter.
Well, that's why you guys have to sit down and figure it out as a group.
Trust no one.
So do you have your suspicions?
I really don't.
No?
No.
I'm shocked.
No, I don't spend a lot of time in the bathroom watching the comings and goings. So, you know.
I'm not saying that you're sitting there with a spyglass, like, leaning out the doorway every time you hear, like, the bathroom door open.
I've got a little clipboard, and I just go in and knock. Hey, everything right in there? How's it going? Hey, you gonna wipe up that floor when you're done? Thanks. All right. Need more paper?
See,
no problem.
See, you need to find out, like, you know how like,
they say
coconut is a natural laxative.
would you need cookies in the coffee room?
No, you need to find something
that binds people up.
And then start handing that out.
What binds people? Cheese.
Is it cheese?
So start putting out cheese platters.
And then that way at least it won't be so projectile.
Oh. But then they'll be in there all day just grunting.
Well, that's better than walking into what you've been down, isn't it?
I guess.
Would you rather have the mess, or have like combo balls of shit?
I'd rather everybody wait till they go home.
No, I take a shit on purpose. Because that way, you're taking a break
if you time it right.
Well, I'm getting to take a shit.
Well, okay.
You gotta have the little things that kind of like get you through the day.
This was a big thing.
Oh, that's gross.
That's gross.
Yeah, it was.
That's gross. Sounds like you had quite a day.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was just awesome.
So I had something happen last week.
You did?
Yes. In my typical.
Oh God, who'd you mouth off at? Pregnant woman? None.
So I think I told you we have a new Walmart here, but it's like it's just the food.
Grocery side?
Yeah, there's some
of those down here.
So it opened a couple weeks ago, actually it opened in the end of June, and I've only been in there a handful of times, and was driving home after I picked up my daughter from daycare, and there were two black women standing outside the front doors, and I didn't think anything of it, because this is a diverse area, so I was like, you know, whatever, and the woman... There was a woman with a cart and then a woman standing on the other side of the door. And the woman with the cart blocked my walking into the store.
Okay.
And I looked at her and she said, "Would you like to buy some Krispy Kreme donuts for my church?" And I said, "No thanks." And then the other woman came over and said, "Well, how about a donation then?" And I said, "Well, I don't have any cash on me, sorry." Just trying to be, like, civil.
Right.
And the woman with the cart backed away, but the other woman rolled her eyes at me. And I was like, I have a kid with me, I can't do this here. But I was like, what? What's the problem?
Right.
And she goes, I know why. And I said, okay, why? She goes, because we're black. And I was like, oh.
Damn Skippy.
No, I just said, no, it's nothing to do with it. I just don't have money on me. Sorry. So they came. I went inside. And now I'm pissed because, like.
You've been called out.
Well, no, not just that, but, like. If somebody tells you they don't have money, like I haven't carried paper money on me in years.
Right.
Because I use a debit card wherever I go. It's just easier. So, you know, if somebody's going to tell you that, you just can't be like, oh, he's lying. And that's not a very fucking Christian thing to do. Even if that was the case. So I get my groceries and I come walking out and the woman not knowing it was me, tried the, would you like to buy Krispy Kreme? And she looked up and she saw it was me and she goes, oh, it's you.
Well, at least you don't all look the same to her.
Well, and I was like, yeah, it's me and I'm leaving and no, I'm not giving you a donation. And I said, you know, just for the record, like, I give to charities all the time. I just don't have money on me. And the woman, the woman who I had the argument with in the first place says, why don't you go cry your white tears somewhere else?
Wow.
And I was like, what the fuck, man? And at that point, I was like, I can either like lay into her in front of my kid.
Right.
Or I can walk away and say, you know, whatever. Have a nice. So I was like, I'm taking the high road. And I said, you know what,
God
you ladies.
You.
No, I said, you ladies have a nice day. And I turned around and I walked away. And then I had to go figure out what the hell white tears were. Have you ever heard of this before?
No. There's such a thing?
There's a thing called white tears where it's basically shaming white people into not having any kind of like resentment for anything. Like you can't complain about anything as a white person.
Oh.
Because we're apparently we are what's the word? We have everything handed to us. We don't have to work for anything. Like,
oh, okay,
yeah. And so I went home and I read that and I got even more pissed because I'm like, you know what? I've worked very hard to get where I am. Like, you're one of the few people that knows the whole story of like what I've been through.
Right. Right.
And just the fact that somebody would be like, well, you can't complain about that because fuck you, you're white. It's like, I'm not prejudiced at all. Like, I have black friends. Like, I've never said a mean thing about a black person. Like, but I understand why people feel that way. Like, about anybody who's that ignorant.
Right.
It just fucking pissed me off. I was like, oh. So you're not allowed as a white guy to complain about anything.
Okay.
Because you're just crying white tears.
I'm just crying white tears.
Yes.
Oh.
It doesn't matter that my family came to this country in the late 1800s, like 1890s, like after the whole slavery thing, like
right.
Both sides of my family showed up in the early part of that century or whatever. But I can't complain because I'm white.
Well, you don't know what it's like to be black, Chris. You don't know what it's like to be black. They got to go through the dumpster, dig out a box of Krispy Kremes, and try to scam some poor fat white guy coming to the Walmart. Okay? It is hard. It is so hard, Chris. You don't know. You just don't know. You poor thing.
Well, what about my struggle as a fat white guy? Come on.
No.
No?
No. Nope. Sorry.
I don't know if they were using me to scare the other people around me to donate, but it was like,
if that were the case, I'd be like looking for another entrance. I always do that when the damn Girl Scouts are out there.
Well, there's only one entrance to this. There's like, oh. It's not. It, think of a Walmart and cut it in half, and literally
the
take
head still wiggle around.
Yes. Take the one side that's got the one entrance, and that's what you get is one of these things. So there's only really one way in or out. You can't really get past them without them
saying
something.
That's why you pretend you're on your phone.
But I don't want
to
do that.
You hold the phone up to your ear, and you just kind of like nod. Mm-hmm.
Because what?
Mm-hmm. Until you buy them, and then you just put it back in your pocket and keep going. It works.
Maybe I'll have to try that next time.
Yes.
Yeah. So we like from now on, whenever you hear somebody complaining that's white, you just be like, "Stop the white tears, man." It's like first world problems, I guess.
First world, yes, yes. Do you watch America's Got Talent and tape it, or do you tape Two Broke Girls and watch Scorpion? It's tough. It's really tough.
I wouldn't do any of those, actually.
Okay. Well, you know, I thought I had a shitty day, but apparently somebody had a worse day.
Oh, who?
Well, the greenskeeper at this Norwegian golf course has found that somebody has been taking dumps in the the golf holes for 10 years. Groundskeeper says he has a couple of favor holes, and we know it is a man because the poos are too massive to be from a woman.
I think it's that guy. I think it's the groundskeeper.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Mm. The club was denied a permit to install surveillance video, so they can't do that, anything about that. And they think it's either somebody who hates golf or suffers from mental problems. But not one of the others.
10 years is an awful long time to hate golf.
Well, maybe he's just getting regular.
Like, that's putting in some serious time to be like, you know what I'm going to do tonight? I'm going to go shit in a golf hole.
I don't know. That might make an interesting night.
Well,
Aaron,
hey.
What are you doing tonight? Well, I could tip some cows, or I could take a dump on the 18th green. Well,
you,
let's do that.
You live near a golf course.
I do.
I think I see like a pastime for you. You live right near a hole, actually.
I beg your pardon. How rude.
I know. I see a video next time I'm down.
Of you pooping in the golf course?
No, you.
No.
I have to run the camera, sorry.
I have a reputation to uphold.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it's very important.
Sorry, Batman. I didn't realize that your reputation was that far known.
That's okay, citizen.
Well, I mean, you could have had a shitty day like that Bat Boy that got killed this weekend. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
The dude, where's the story? I was just looking at it. He was a Bat Boy, and they were doing warm-ups. Where is it? Really? No, it's not going to be on the... Oh, here it is. So he was... he was a 9-year-old kid. And it was for like one of those the National Baseball Congress World Series Championship. And it was something for a team called the Liberal BJs, which sounds just weird. So where is this thing? Where the fuck was it? A BJ's batter was on deck, is in the on deck circle taking warm up swings and accidentally hit the youngster in the head.
Ooh.
Failed to see him, crushed his head, and killed the kid.
And that's why you should always wear a helmet.
Yeah. Well, he was.
Oh. Well, man, that sucks.
The 9-year-old got hit in the head, in the helmet, got back up, and then went right back down.
Okay.
So he tried. What the hell was that?
Never mind. Keep going. I'll wipe it up later.
You are the shitter. You just shit your pants, didn't you?
I did. I did. Let me move to another seat.
Ew. So yeah, you could have had it. You could have had a shittier day.
Well, that's sad. Poor guy.
Supposed to start fourth grade. At Sunflower Intermediate School. Yeah, there's a GoFundMe page if you want to donate to...
To the guy who hit him?
No, to the family's medical expenses and other needs.
No.
Because, you know, even though the kid died, they're still going to charge you for the medical treatment.
Well, yeah, but they're going to sue the ball team, so...
Yeah.
Although it doesn't sound like it's a very profitable baseball team.
Well, maybe they'll give out BJs.
That's how they make their money.
Maybe.
It's BJ night at the stadium. Come on out.
But it's by big hairy guys. Sorry.
I think there could possibly be an audience for that.
I think so, too.
Just saying.
That's disgusting.
It is. Oh, well.
So, yeah, it could be worse.
Sure.
Your day's not that bad.
Apparently not. Apparently not. The bat could have slipped and hit me in the head.
That's right.
And then I wouldn't even have gotten, you know, a base hit. Now, did the guy start running when the bat flew out of his hand?
No, he was practice swinging.
Oh, he's practice swinging.
Yes.
And did he let go of the bat? He just punched him. The kid pissed him off. You know, maybe.
That's the story we're going to go with?
Yes. Okay. The kid was an obnoxious little shit. So, always whining, always sassing him. And he said, hey, what the hell is that?
There's an alarm on my phone.
Who's blowing your whistle in there, buddy?
You don't even worry about that.
All right. So yeah, I think the kid was some obnoxious little bastard and
stop. He was 9 years old. The kid didn't do anything to you.
Maybe he did.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Maybe he did.
No, he didn't.
He was that little snot. He's a little snot. He's the one who pushed the shopping cart into the door of your truck. I saw him do it.
No, it was a poor kid. Leave him alone.
And he licked every one of those Krispy Kremes. Because that was his mama.
It's disgusting, John. This poor kid.
Hey.
Poor kid. Leave him alone.
Blah, blah, blah.
That's so sad.
Is it really, though? Is it really?
What, that a 9-year-old died?
Yeah.
What if he had the cure for cancer?
But what if he wasn't? What if he was just a normal kid and he was going to have, like, this incredibly horrible life of working overtime and stuff?
That's not how you dream, John.
It's not?
No.
Well, he don't have to dream no more. He's dead.
That's terrible.
So there. That's not terrible. I didn't do it.
You're terrible.
It's not like I greased up the guy's glove before he went to swing. Or did I?
No.
No.
That's sad, John. Don't say that.
Oh, whatever. Whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever. So what else is going on?
Oh, not a whole lot. Did you see that they've invented a spray-on condom?
I did not.
Yeah.
Have you tried them out?
No. I'm married.
Nope.
Like that happens.
You don't need them.
That's because nothing ever happens.
Oh, that's too bad. It did once.
Well, yeah. But not since.
That we know of.
They're saying that the upside to the spray-on condom is that it fits 100% perfectly. It's much higher safety than normal. It feels more natural.
Yes, yeah, so's a cork.
I'm just telling you, man.
I don't know. So what happens when like the can's almost empty? You know, when you get to the bottom of like the whipped cream can, and you're like, oh, this is gonna be so good. And it's like, and it just like spatters.
Well, then you're just ride bareback, and you just hope.
That's dangerous, though.
Although I don't understand if you're spraying how you'd get the reservoir tip.
Maybe you have to like do it bending over so that it drips down and makes the tip. That's the only thing I could think of.
Okay. It doesn't say.
It doesn't say. Of course it doesn't.
So the prototype involves a plastic tube that sprays liquid latex onto an erect penis from all sides, like a car in a car wash.
I wouldn't trust that. I'm sorry. No, thank you. I'm good. Thanks for the offer, but you know, I'm just gonna go home now.
So he says that while some men are apprehensive about putting their penis in the tube, the bigger issue.
Oh dear God, that's even worse.
The bigger issue right now is that the latex takes a full 2 to 3 minutes to fully dry. So you gotta stay hard the entire time till it dries.
Oh God. Why bother?
I don't know. This ain't gonna take off. It was just invented. Nobody's gonna do that.
No.
No.
But maybe they could find like another use for it.
Maybe.
What could another use be?
Well, you know,
you fill it with batter and you make corn dogs. That would work.
Well, you know, so it's a spray on latex thing. I mean, you and I used to work somewhere where they would put mic packs in the condoms to keep them from getting wet. So you sell it to the audio industry so that, you know, waterproof your microphones. You can peel it off at the end of the day. You apply a new thing the next day.
Ew.
After you change the batteries, takes 3 minutes. You're dry. Boom.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
And you're singing to Grandmother Willow. I don't know. It just, I'm coming up with stuff.
Yeah. Interesting. Very interesting.
I'm just trying to come up with a different thing.
Twist on it?
Yeah.
Is that what you say?
Sure.
Different twist? Different angle?
Yes.
Well, good luck with that.
Thanks.
No problem.
I'll let you know how it turns out.
Okay, good.
Let's see what else is in the news. Oh, this has got to be Florida. Let me see. Oh, no, Missouri.
Ah, there. In your face.
They found a 14-foot Burmese python weighing 160 pounds. Tried to eat a dog. I was terrified, said the eyewitness. I got my husband out of bed. He's out there in his underwear with his gun. Ah, Missouri.
Well, at least it's not snowing, you know? Because that would be bad. Just saying.
Ooh, what new details have emerged surrounding Robin Williams' death? Speaking of that, lost a legend this week. Roddy Piper.
That's not a legend.
Dead at 61. It is if you watched wrestling growing up.
Or Cyndi Lauper videos.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Really? It's a video. I have to watch a video. Yeah. I can't read about this?
Yes. You don't have the capacity to read anymore. You have to be told everything.
Oh, fuck you, Huffington Post.
Damn it.
Fuck you up your stupid ass. With a spoon. I wanted to know what was up with his death. Oh, fuck you, Huffington Post. Let's look at the dumb crime and see how many happen in Florida.
Well, there's something about a 12-year-old chasing some guy down the street and shooting at him.
Ah, yeah, I saw that. Florida man chews off fingerprints in hope of not being ID'd?
Yes, that was another brilliant thing that happened in my state. Well, it's not really my state. I don't consider myself to be a Floridian. God, who would?
Oh, yes, you are.
No, hell no.
Didn't we have this discussion? You've been in Florida longer than you lived in Massachusetts?
Yeah, I have, but screw that shit.
You're a Floridian.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you
refuse.
Are.
Refuse. I refuse.
I guess I would still be a New Jerseyan, if that's the word.
New Jerseyan?
Because I haven't lived anywhere longer than I lived in New Jersey.
I like Ben's middle name.
Yes.
Wasn't that kind of New Jerseyan sing?
Yes.
Yes, I remember that well.
Con. Because, yeah, I haven't lived anywhere longer than that.
Yet.
Florida man headbutts a bus, knocks himself out.
Yeah, that was the governor.
Over $2. Police.
The bus cheated him out of $2?
Police in Florida are looking for a man who apparently so angry over an extra $2 in bus fare that he headbutted the vehicle's door, breaking the glass and briefly knocking himself out.
But not so briefly that he, not so, yeah, whatever. And he was able to get away.
After he got off, he told the driver he wanted to travel to another destination, the Winter Haven Police Department wrote on Facebook. When told it would cost an additional $2, the rider became extremely agitated. The driver left the bus, locked the door, and went into the terminal. The passenger waited on the bench for a few minutes before attacking the vehicle.
Oh, Jesus. And he has the right to vote. That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, man. His t-shirt has a graphic ounces 40 on the front.
Okay.
Polk County.
Yes. Florida's nothing a bunch of toothless carnies.
Well, that game, Florida. Jesus, man, are you okay?
Yeah.
You have some on your face. A lot of these are from New Jersey too, so it's not just Florida. Good. Somebody in Sturgis, Michigan wearing a trash bag robbing a bank. That's nice.
Nobody will recognize me.
Nope.
He was just glad to be there.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah.
Two shot over beer pong game. Jesus, man. People need to calm the fuck down with shooting other people.
But it's my God-given right to have a gun. If I don't use it, What sense is it? I have to use it. It's what it's there for.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
See?
There was a... What was this? Oh, this was yesterday. A teen was disfigured by cat caller's pipe attack.
Yeah.
Was still in her bikini from a day of swimming on July 26 when she and her boyfriend stopped outside a Shreveport convenience store. She waited in the car while her boyfriend was inside. Several men began making lewd comments at the teen. Her boyfriend emerged from the store and fought with the men. He managed to get inside the car when one of the catcallers threw a brass pipe through the open passenger window, crushing her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I looked down and saw my teeth in my hand, and I immediately started gushing blood. Good fuck, man. What the hell?
Yeah.
How do you do that to another person?
People be cray cray.
I don't get it, man.
You don't?
Nope.
Why not?
Because it's all stupid.
It is. But, you know, I mean, the world's coming to an end anyway, so what's it matter?
Do you think so?
I think so.
And what's going to end the world?
I think that when the sun becomes a red giant in about 5 million years, that'll probably be the end of it.
Well, that's not really ending in our time, though, is it?
I didn't say it was ending in our time. I just said it was ending.
Okay, well, okay. That could fucking be anything at that point.
Yeah, what do you care? You're not going to be around.
No, I'm not.
There you go.
I'm just saying, like, you can't sit there and be like, hey. You know, the world's coming to an end in 5 million years.
Well, it's true.
I want, like, oh, there's a meteor coming. It's going to hit the Earth dead on. Everybody's afraid to say something. There'd be pandemonium.
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 Mayhem. Dogs and cats living together.
Explosions. People running. Mass hysteria.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know. You need to back that up better, John.
Back what up?
The world is ending thing.
Why? I gave you the facts.
Yeah, but still.
Whatever.
I see you reading. Don't act like you're not reading during the show.
What else am I going to do? You're not keeping me entertained.
Oh, whatever. Trying to.
Hear about the next big movie that's going to come out?
Which one?
About Pez?
No, I heard about the emoji one, though.
Yeah, that was a week ago. That's old news.
Oh, whatever.
So the same person who was the screenwriter for the Three Stooges movie...
Oh, Jesus.
...is one of the people producing the Pez project. Oh, there's also a Barbie movie and a Peeps movie in the works.
I see a Barbie movie working.
Well, yeah, because they've been direct to video for how many years?
Exactly. Peeps and fucking Pez and emojis.
The Eminem movie.
See, I could see them doing an Eminem movie with the characters from the commercials.
With Eminem.
There you go.
That would be wouldn't that be awesome?
That
like
would.
Eminem play like the orange Eminem.
And he would totally do it.
Yes, because what else is he doing these days?
He produced Southpaw.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, speaking of movies that'll suck, did you see Fantastic Four?
Of course not.
It's not out yet, but they asked, I guess the cast is doing press for it.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked the cast, well, what'd you think of the movie? And they all had to pony up and say that they haven't seen the movie yet.
Because that's how bad it is.
And apparently no critic has seen it either. And it's like, well, there's a sure sign that it sucks.
There's John Carter from Mars.
Oh, man.
Take two.
That's a property that just needs to go back to Marvel and be like, here, we've tried 3 times, and now we're just a failure.
Yeah.
But no matter what they do, they're going to say that it was a success, even if it bombs at the box office.
Why do you say that?
Because they want to hold on to the rights.
Oh. Well, whatever.
So, yeah, it's got to be really bad. Nobody's seen it. And that was one of the rumors why Josh Trank got pulled off of the Star Wars movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they were having issues, like, completing the film, and he had to go save the film or whatever. Doesn't sound like he saved it very well.
He did. It's in Tupperware in the back of his freezer.
I just don't get it why they give these people millions of dollars and they can't produce something good.
You know, I'll take millions of dollars to do a, you know, a shitty movie.
Oh, you want to make a good movie, so at least you can have a couple of movies in a row where you're making a couple million bucks.
Well, yeah, that too, but, you know. I'd rather take the money and not have to, you know, work for it.
Okay. Well, then you just need to, like, get internet famous.
Oh, if only.
People follow you around with a camera. Pay you big money.
A drone that will film you 24/7, 360 degrees. So that's all you need.
There you go. I don't know. We saw the Minions this weekend.
Did you?
Yeah.
Was it good?
They're trying too hard.
Really?
They made a movie about three main characters that don't speak English. Like,
well, they speak gibberish.
Well, yeah, they speak a lot of Spanish. I can tell you.
Oh, do they?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. They mix it with other stuff, but, like, there's a good base of Spanish in there.
Oh.
But, I mean, it's really one of those films where, like, Despicable Me was really popular. So they were like, well, let's not do another movie with Gru. Let's do something else. And they came up with this, and it was just, it's not good.
Oh, that's sad.
I mean, it was okay, but it's no, you know, Despicable Me.
Oh.
That I at least laughed at.
This one you didn't laugh at?
No.
But it features America's sweetheart, Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, she wasn't very good in it either.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But it was better than the other piece of shit I saw this weekend.
Which was?
Night at the Museum 3.
Oh, you didn't like that one?
No.
Really?
I guess I suffer from the fact that I didn't see the first two.
Oh,
I really don't know what's going on when the thing starts, and I'm like, okay.
All you gotta know is that, you know, at nighttime, you know, everything comes to life.
Right.
That's pretty much the plot.
Well, you know, my daughter, who had seen the film before in daycare, was all like, watch, the monkey pees. And, like, the monkey actually literally pisses on two of the characters.
Oh, that's nice.
And it's like, okay, I just let my 5-year-old watch that. Am I a bad parent? It's like,
yes.
Yeah, I know. Whatever.
Well, at least she doesn't mimic the monkey at home. Daddy, watch this.
See, that at least would be entertaining.
You think?
Yeah. Hey, have you been watching Fallen Skies?
Yes.
Am I just crazy, or has the show just completely fallen flat?
Oh yeah, it has no idea what's going on.
Okay.
But now they found out that there are other people, like, living places around the world.
And
so,
like,
I just hope they wrap the goddamn thing up and they don't, like, have some wish that they're going to get renewed again, because they're not.
Like the one that I watched last night, they're like, the main guy's taken in by this farmer.
By Herschel and his family.
Yeah, all of a sudden, and they're like, they have no clue what's going on. They're keeping the kids.
Yeah, like, they sheltered. Have, like, all this food and stuff.
Yeah, I was like, how the fuck does that happen?
Yeah.
And I kept expecting it to be like a dream sequence, because they kept doing this thing of where every time they went to that farm, it was nice and sunny.
Yeah.
And every time they went to somewhere else, it was gray and like overcast.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, that's got to be like a daydream. This dude is just dreaming this thing, like, because like in the beginning of the season, they introduced another alien species that communicates through like memories of people.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, that's got to be what this is. Like, the show has totally lost me, and I've watched all four seasons. I don't know. I'm glad I'm not the only one that feels that way.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for that and for Under the Dome to just end. Because, you know, there's nothing else on, unfortunately. No.
Nope.
There ain't nothing else on.
Nope.
So you just watch shit.
That's why I have Netflix. So.
Well, a radio host down here was talking about this program called Humans on AMC. It's a BBC production.
Yeah.
And it's about basically sentient synthetic humans in the future.
Okay.
That you can, you know, purchase to work around your house and stuff. And it's like, oh, okay. It's just like Extant, which wasn't a good show to begin with.
But maybe because it's on AMC, it'll be better.
I was hoping. I only got through two episodes.
Did you?
Yeah, I said that's enough. It was boring. That's all it was. It was boring.
I'm about three quarters of the way through my MASH rewatch.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Someone at work is going through Lost. He just got to season 6. It's like, yeah, you're going to be so damn confused by the end of this one.
Yeah. Well, there's only 9 more weeks until The Flash and Arrow come back, so.
Yeah.
At least there's something to look forward to. We're going to get new heroes and new villains. It'll be great. Jay
sure.
Garrick's going to pop up. Zoom is coming. They're going to do Zoom.
Zoom?
Yeah.
Come on and zoom, 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 zoom. Is that what you mean?
No.
Oh.
Zoom, the reverse Flash. Not the reverse flash we just had. A different reverse Flash.
The other reverse Flash.
Yes.
Okay.
Might get Wally West. It'll be great.
I hear Arrow's getting Hawkman.
Yes, well, because Flash has Hawkgirl. And they got to build up to like whatever the Justice League thing that they're going to do.
Right.
So that they can all come together in season 6 of Arrow and be like, hey, here you go. Instead of Legends of Tomorrow, it'll be like, you know, Justice League. Whatever they're going to call it on fucking TV.
Right. Well, I hope it works for them.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's got to be better than Gotham.
Oh, come on. Gotham's just ramping up.
Well, they're getting Michael Chiklis, which is, I think, a step in the right direction. He's always good on TV, so. Even with that, like, remember the TV show he did where he, like, his whole family got superpowers?
Yes.
You know, he was okay in that.
You think so?
Sure.
All right, whatever.
I mean, it wasn't the Shield, but, you know. I don't know. I am running out of things, though, towards the end of the summer.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to watch next once I'm done with MASH.
You should watch after MASH. It's only logical.
No, see, they had those on YouTube.
Yeah.
So I watched like the pilot one.
Yeah.
And I only made it through about 10 minutes.
Oh. They're not as wacky in After MASH.
Well, I don't understand who thought that was a good idea.
You mean of getting the cast that nobody wanted to see any more of?
Yes. They'd been on the air for 11 seasons.
Yeah.
And so Jamie Farr and Harry Morgan and what's his name, the priest guy.
Father Mulcahy. Uh-huh.
They were like, well, we'll keep going. Did you ever see the pilot for the show Walter?
I don't think so.
It was a spinoff about radar.
I never saw that.
It only aired once, apparently. It's on YouTube. And he's this small town police officer.
Okay.
And I could only get through about 10 minutes of that one too. There's something about Gary Berghoff that bugs me. I don't know what it is. He seems a little too cocky for me. I don't know. But all that stuff is on YouTube. Like all the complete aftermath, I think the entire season or two or whatever it was.
Oh, I don't think there were that many seasons.
I thought there were two.
Really?
I thought so.
Gosh, maybe I'm going to have to go back and watch it.
Oh, I wouldn't do that. Let's see. Aftermath. Come on. There were two seasons, 1983 and 1984.
Wow.
Let's see. There were only 9 episodes in the second season.
But 22 in the first?
Hang on. I'm looking. 21.
21. Okay. Wow.
Yep. Yep. So if you want to like really go down memory lane, I guess you could watch it.
All right then. That's what I'm going to do this weekend. A binge watch Aftermath.
I'm trying to see if anybody else came back from MASH besides those three.
The wife of Radar.
You mean Klinger?
Yeah, Klinger's wife, the Chinese lady, the Vietnamese woman.
Oh, okay. Didn't she go on to be like
white?
No. What?
I don't know.
See, now I lost my train of thought. Thanks, John.
Oh.
I thought she went on to do, where is she? Rosalind Chow.
She did the Ancient Chinese Secret. No?
She was on Neighbors.
Neighbors.
The Neighbors.
What was Neighbors?
The one with all the aliens.
Oh, really? She was?
Yes.
Oh.
Didn't
even recognize her.
She was on 6 Feet Under. She was on Star Trek Deep Space Nine.
As?
She played Keiko O'Brien.
Oh.
And she was also on Star Trek. They're the Next Generation. That's Keiko.
That's Keiko.
Keiko.
And she makes a great teriyaki. Apparently she's in a new TV series too. It's got a 2015 date on it. She plays Mrs. Wu in Sin City Saints.
Sin City Saints. She was on Castle.
She was on Forever.
Yeah. So see?
Okay. Well, good for her. Oh, she was the... Okay, she was on Don't Trust the Bitch in Apartment 223. Okay, now I remember her.
Sin City Saints is about the rise and fall of a fictional Las Vegas basketball team. And it stars Malin Ackerman.
Okay.
Tom Arnold. You know it's going to be good now.
Yeah, right?
And she's the only other one that I recognize on there. Wow. So there you go. Isn't that amazing?
Let's not forget she was also in the Harlem Globetrotters on Gilligan's Island.
Was she? I love that movie.
Yes.
I liked all the Gilligan's Island movies.
Did you?
Yes.
Rescue from Gilligan's Island?
Yes.
Well, good for Rosalind Chow. She's been working her tiny little Asian ass off.
She has been.
Good for her.
And she still looks pretty good.
Sure. Hooray. Hooray for diversity.
The Harlem Globetrotters on Gilligan's Island also starred Scatman Crothers.
Yes.
And Martin
Who's
Landau.
Who's also known as the voice of what character?
Oh, I'm not going to look.
Don't look. Very famous superhero.
Fuck, I'm drawing a blank. Tell me.
Hong Kong Fui!
Okay. He was also in the Aristocats.
Yes, he was. He played Scat Cat. It had to do with jazz, not poop.
Ew. What is it with you and poop today?
I don't know. Like I said, it's just a crappy day. Oh, my God. Oh.
What?
So one of the Little Women L.A. had a baby.
Yeah.
And you ever see those baby dolls they sell at the Spirit Halloween store? No?
Which one? Like you the know, regular baby or the little demon baby?
Like the demon babies. That's kind of what this... I don't know what it looks like. Here, I'll send you a link.
Okay. Oh, my God. Hang on. I got to pull up the thing.
There it goes. There you go. You should look at it.
You going to put this Although on I the just, Facebook page?
I don't know.
Oh, my.
See?
Holy shit. I'm speechless, man.
I mean, what? I mean, I thought Clint Howard was an ugly baby.
It literally looks like the kid's face was smushed down lower from the forehead. Like it.
Yeah,
it looks
it's got
like
a huge. Yeah, I think it's Klingon.
It's got ridges.
It's got ridges.
Nice.
That's why they call it Ruffles. This is our daughter Ruffles.
Oh, poor little dwarf kid.
Yeah.
And they named it Penelope. Why don't you just give it another handicap?
Yeah. Oh, well, we wish them the best of luck.
Well, absolutely, but damn. That's, okay. That's weird. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not weird. It, you know, whatever. Is this just one of the,
Churchill.
What?
I said all babies look like Winston Churchill.
Oh, okay.
You put got a cigar in its mouth.
You got cut off and all, there was this weird silence and then you just said Churchill. It's like, what? That's weird. So is this just one of the Little People shows that you're watching now?
Yeah, because there's Little Women L.A. and Little Women New York. The Littlest Couple, they've adopted.
Well, I saw something, too. Like, I saw a commercial for Little Women L.A. the other day. And that they were, like, following, and it was, like, another little person show. And they were sitting on the beach, but it wasn't the little couple. It was somebody else.
Was it Big People's Big Little People, no. Big World? Because no. That just ended.
Nope.
Oh.
It was something else. It was on that same network, so keep your eyes open.
Okay. Hey, speaking about dwarves.
Oh, jeez.
Apparently Tori Spelling has problems with her boob job.
What a weird segue. Okay.
Well, it's like she's breastfeeding twins. Her doctor said they're almost as bad as it can be.
Almost.
Almost. He said there are three different degrees of breast hardening. You're at three. He told her it's time to pull those puppies out of there, and she could either replace them with smaller implants, or she could take them out and live without any implants for 3 to 4 months and then come back. And he said, It's going to be a little pancakey. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, God. Why do people do that to themselves?
I don't know. I do not know.
See, I always thought that you were supposed to get them taken out when you were pregnant.
Oh, is she pregnant again?
Well, no, but she had been.
Oh. I don't know.
I thought.
How old is she now? It says she got them in her 20s.
85? I don't know.
Well, then, damn it, they should be pancakey.
I don't know. I was going to look it up. Whatever. But I can't pull up Google for some reason.
Whatever.
Doesn't matter. I don't know. I think we've
crazy world we live in. Think crazy world.
Officially run out of things to talk about.
You think so?
At least for this week.
Really? Because this week on Call Me Case, or I Am Case, Bruce Jenner's trying to decide if he wants to date men now.
Oh, God. Who cares? Who really fucking cares anymore? So does that mean he's gay?
Well, no, because now he's a woman with a penis.
But he's got a penis.
Yeah?
So some... Never mind. I won't even get into it. I was going to go somewhere, but I pulled back.
You pulled back?
I pulled back.
All right. Whatever.
I'm getting soft in my old age.
With a gooey center?
Yes.
A little pancakey?
Yes. It won't rise for some reason. I don't understand it.
Oh, well. I guess that's the end of another fantastic episode.
All right. All right. If you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email, info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. Follow us on Twitter. Go to our Facebook page. All the fun stuff. And let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
God's sake, wipe that shit up.